Bob. You want me to erase something on page 1-43 and insert something else?
That's affirmative, Jack. On 143 under column A, down at line 11 and 12 and 13. Just to make sure you're at the right spot, the line 11 old data is 00115. Do you copy that? Do you see that?
I'm with you.
Okay, change that line to 00377.
Go ahead.
Change line 12 to 00050.
Go ahead.
And line 13. 00523. Over.
Okay, I got that, and as you might imagine, when I said erase, I did. And do you have the 04 and the 05 again, please? That is, if they're pertinent.
Stand by, Jack. I'm lost myself here a second.
He gave me an update on 30704 and 31005, and I just erased it.
Okay, the 04 under column B is 34761, and the 05 line under column B is 15403. Over.
Okay, here we go. I'm line alpha 31411-00377. 31512-00050. 31613-00523. In line Bravo, 30704 is 34761. 31005 is 15403. Over.
Roger, we copy, Jack. Just a reminder to be sure and configure the comm per the pre-sleep checklist. And just for your information, Jack, I hold you at 100,116 miles. I was going to give you a call at 100,000 even, and then I got talking to you. So you've crossed the 100,000 mark right now. Tomorrow, you're probably not going to give us our weather report. You'll be too far out, but we'll probably be starting to hear from the moon, huh?
We're not going to see much of the moon, you know. It's going to be pretty dark, so I'll have to keep looking at the Earth.
Roger.
Pretty good, pretty interesting place. Very interesting place.
I'm real sure.
And I guess maybe I, 100,000 miles, my goodness gracious. That's impressive.
Yes, sir. You're slowing down all the way, Jack.
Well, sure, downhill all the way back, isn't it?
That's for sure. Jack, did the CMP get off the line, and is he sacked out now, too?
Yeah, I lost both those guys. They decided they wanted to sleep, and I may be rumbling around here for a while, but I think we all three took Seconal, so I think we'll get to sleep before long.
Roger. Just give us a call if you need anything, and we'll be watching everything there, and pleasant dreams. Well, I can't come up and tuck you in, so hope you have a good sleep. You need lots of rest up there, gang.
Bob. About halfway through this day, I think I acclimated. I really feel good. I've been eating a lot better, and not the only thing I ever really felt was a slight headache. Really, not the fullness of the head that people described, I guess, but just a little headache. I could have been looking at the earth too much. I don't know.
Roger, Jack. You've been sounding good.
Oh, actually, I've been feeling fine. Just none of us have felt like eating. And that's probably normal, and everybody's eating more now and starting to get the swing of things.
All right, sir. Jack, just a reminder on that comm for the pre-sleep checklist. It's important to us because we can get the we can get high bit rate data more.
Bobby cut out, but I'm in the comm sleep configuration now. Working that way.
Okay, Ed Findell was shaking his head for a minute now. He says, as long as you're working that way. No problem, Jack. Just a reminder on the comm, that's all. We're watching you go through the checklist, sir.
Okay. I'm on high gain now, and Omni Bravo selected. How do you read, Bob, on the high gain?
Read you loud and clear, Jack. Stand by on that, Jack. Hey Jack, can we refer you to the checklist on S1-27, the sleep configuration there, where you S-band squelch, enable, etc.?
Roger, I've enabled. Bob, I just probably ought to qualify all those remarks about the Earth's weather. It's purely a novice talking about something he is very unfamiliar with, except for having a long-standing interest in it. And I think the one philosophical point, if any, that comes out of it is that somebody probably 3.5 billion years ago or so could have looked at the Earth and described patterns not too dissimilar. And it was within those patterns that life developed. And now you see, I think, and obvious to everybody, what that life has progressed to doing. And I certainly think all of us feel that it has not stopped doing that progression. And we'll probably see it do things that even you and I can't imagine it doing. I certainly hope so.
Roger, Jack. We concur.
Wish that you had a poet on board one of these missions so he could describe things that we're seeing and looking at and feeling in terms that might transmit at least a part of that feeling to everybody in the world. Unfortunately, that's not the case. But he certainly couldn't look at that fragile blue globe and not think about the ancient sails of life that are crossing its paths and wander ahead to the present, to the modern sails of life that are represented by the men that developed out of that life that are sitting there next to you and around the country in all sorts of different guises, working towards the same end, and that is to put that life farther into the universe. I certainly hope that someday, not too distant future, the guy can fly who can express these things.
Roger, Jack, you're doing a pretty good job expressing them.